Yeah, so effectively in recent days, the promoters received a letter from the executive office stating that the approval that they had originally received actually would be withdrawn. That was based on the threat of legal action against the executive office. So unfortunately, that is the case now. What we've been advising ticket holders or those who purchased tickets for the events is to wait until they hear from the promoters. The executive office have said, and we know that conversations are still ongoing to try and ensure that these events can go ahead. But unfortunately, for some of those, particularly the event which is due to happen in 2 weeks' time, it now looks that it's going to be, unfortunately, too late for them.
Who is objecting, Gary?
The letter doesn't name the particular party. However, we know that it's a tenant at Everington Square. And in fairness to that particular tenant, which is the Everington Hotel, they have made it very clear that they themselves are not against events happening, whether now or in the future. However, they do have concerns about particular issues, such as awareness of when these events are taking place and proper notice as well, so that they can plan going forward. But I think that in all of this, it's important that whatever process is in place, that it's robust enough to ensure that, you know, we don't have a situation where just a matter of weeks from events happening, that they can be prevented from happening at such short notice.